नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगमयी जमुनामयी की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री गुरु और गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 79 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। विल रीड द टेक्स्ट 25 देन विल टेक्स फ्यू मोर वर्सेस। गदा पाणी उभौ दृष्ट्वा संरब्धौ व्ययायसिनौ मंडलानि विचित्राणि चरन्तौ इदम् अब्रवे गदापाणि उभौ दृष्ट्वा सरब्धौ विजयैषिणौ मण्डलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ता इदम् अब्रवे गदापाणि उभौ दृष्ट्वा सरब्धौ विजयैषिणौ मण्डलानि विचित्राणि चरन्तौ इदमब्रवीत् गदापाणि उभौ दृष्ट्वा संभ्रमौ विजयैषिणौ मंडलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ता विदम अब्रवी। मंडलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ता विदम अब्रवी। मण्डलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ताविदमब्रवीत् गदापाणि उभौ दृष्ट्वा विजयैषिणौ मण्डलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ताविदमब्रवीत्। माताजिस् गदापाणि उभौ दृष्ट्वा मण्डलानि विचित्राणि चरन्ताविदमब्रवीत्। गदा विथ क्लब्स पाणी इन देयर हैंड्स उभौ बोथ ऑफ देम दुर्योधन एंड भीमा दृष्ट्वा सीइंग समृद्धौ फ्यूरियस विजया विक्ट्री एषिणौ स्ट्राइविंग फॉर मंडलानि सर्कल्स विचित्राणि आर्टिस्टिक चरन्तो मूविंग इदं दिस अब्रवीत ही सेड. Translation: Lord Balaram found Duryodhan and Bhima with clubs in their hands, each furiously striving for victory over the other. As they circled about skillfully, the Lord addressed them as follows: Yuvam Tulya Balo Viro, He Rajan, He Vrukodhara, Ekam Pranadhikam Manne, Utaikam Shiksha Yudhikam. Lord Balaram said, King Duryodhan and Bhima, listen, you two warriors are equal in fighting prowess. I know that one of you has greater physical power, while the other is better trained in technique. Purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bhima was physically more powerful, but Duryodhan was more advanced in terms of technique. Take few more verses. Since you are so evenly matched in fighting prowess, I do not see how either of you can win or lose the duel. Therefore, please stop this useless battle. Next, Sukadeva Goswami continued, they did not accept Lord Brahma's request. Natural. O King, although it was logical, for their mutual enmity was irrevocable. Each of them constantly remembered the insults and injuries he had suffered from other. Concluding that the battle was the arrangement of fate, Lord Balaram went back to Dwarka. There he was greeted by Ugrasena and his other relatives, who were all delighted to see him. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that the word dishtam, fate, indicates that the battle between Bhima and Duryodhan had been enjoined by Lord Krishna and set into motion by him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamcha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Vancha Kalpataru Beshchakripa Sindhu Bevach Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Lord Balarama found Duryodhan and Bhima with clubs in their hands, each furiously striving for victory over the other. As they circled about skillfully, the Lord addressed them as follows. Hare Krishna. I didn't choose this verse, this came automatically. So this is a very interesting part of the Bhagavatam, and it brings out the fascinating character of Lord Balaram. Fascinating because we are connected to the Srimad Bhagavatam, but bewildering for those who are not connected to Bhagavatam. Because Lord Balaram, very interestingly, he speaks exactly opposite of Krishna. At least in the first two verses, he is asking both of his students, both were Balaramji's student, and is coming in the middle when almost the battle is about to be over. Right. And he is saying, stop the war, as if they are playing a match. Right. So there was, in fact, in the previous verses, when Balramji came there, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Maharaja looking, why is he here? Knowing very well what kind of suggestion Balramji will give. So, therefore I said fascinating. Why? Because when he opposes Krishna's view, apparently, superficially, you know, trying to present something which is more idealistic. Right. Saying, why this violence, why this war, why should we perform this war? Krishna, you don't take part in any war. You stay away from this, you remain neutral. You know, some Vaishnava acharyas explain, Krishna acted that I am not going to fight on the battle. And because he remained neutral, Balramji had to decide that I also have to remain neutral now. Therefore he went to Yatra. So that was a master stroke by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then after the all Yatra is over, at the last part of the battle is about to begin, the final battle. It's not about final battle whether Pandavas will win or not, that is already decided. But basically the final judgment. He was the original criminal, Duryodhan, and he had to be punished. So it was not the war happening, it was Yudhishthira Maharaj's greatness that he allowed this to happen as a duel. You don't expect a police department to have a duel with one of their sub-inspector or a CPA, whatever, you know, fight with the mafia. They all pounce upon him. No? When Kasab came here, he didn't say, ek kao, no? It was not like that. So Duryodhan deserved basically attacked by everybody. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, being very liberal, he said, you can choose one of us. So therefore, and after this Yudhishthira, Balramji is coming and he's saying, why don't you stop? Both of you are very powerful. One is very skillful. One is very forceful. One is very powerful. Therefore the match is not going to give a decision. It's only having a tie. So better you stop. Looks very simple, easy to follow decision. And that is what the decision giver always give, very simplistic ideas. But those who are following it, they understand how difficult it is. So there was no question, Balramji, there was no question our Bhima ever following this order. Even though it is coming from his martial guru, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. So when you play neutral, in this world you cannot be neutral. It is not possible. So Balramji is playing this role of being neutral apparently, but he ends up taking the side. And therefore Krishna from very beginning he takes the side of Dharma. He does not play neutral. So Balramji, we remember in the Bhagavatam when Krishna's daughter, Krishna's son, Samba, was captured by the Kurus, because Samba was very adventurous, you know, pampered by his mother. So therefore he could go anywhere and everywhere. Sometime foolishly adventurous, so he went to the den of the Kurus and kidnapped the daughter of Duryodhan of all the daughters. And then he wanted to marry her, and they captured the entire Kuru army. Captured Duryodhan, captured Samba. Bhishma was there, Drona was there, Karana was there, everybody was there, they captured him. And when the news reached Yadavas, the Yadavas are typically fighters, no? The Marathas, the Yadavas, the Bengalis, you know, they want to create revolution. So they were ready to attack the Kurus. Now Balramji said, no, there is no need, I will go. Krishna said, okay, you go. So what does Balramji do? Balramji, when he comes there, when they provoke Balramji, Balramji decides to create greater damage than what the Yadavas could have ever done. Yadavas could have killed few warriors, but Balramji decided, I will finish the Kurukul only. I will wipe out the Hastinapur from the, in the map. He started dragging the entire Hastinapur in the waters of Jamuna. That is Balramji. And actually that is also life. So Balramji represents this principle of trying to be nice to everybody, but the end of the day, he takes the side. Same thing, when Rukmi came to attack Krishna, when Rukmini was married, you know, Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, and all the, you know, soldiers headed by Jarasan, Shishupal, they came to attack. And the Yadavas army very easily defeated them, so Jarasan realized, the best thing is to be philosopher now. So Jarasan told Shishupal, look, you know what? He said, this entire creation is working according to Ishvara Tantra. This is the plan of the Lord. So there is no point in fighting against them now, because time is not with us. Time is not with us and destiny is not with us. So just see how powerful the concept of destiny, it allows you to see and have a proper perspective. And Jarasan told, I was defeated so many times, but I kept on fighting. I kept on fighting, and then he pacified himself, pacified Shishupal apparently, because there was no other choice. How can you fight Krishna? So best is to talk about destiny, they walked away. And then Krishna was about to kill Rukmi for his arrogance, his audacity, his sin against the, his own sister. But then Rukmini came to his aid and she told, don't kill Krishna, you know, he's my brother. So she started pleading Krishna. And Krishna is very kind. And meanwhile Balramji comes there, and what does Balramji do? Balramji comes and he first chastises Krishna. He said, what is this? You could never do it to your relatives like this. Very beautiful discussion. Balramji speaks one thing to Krishna, he speaks one thing to Rukmini. Apparently they are contradictory, but depending upon where the instruction is going on, they are very, very harmonious. For Krishna, Rukmini, Balramji told, you can't do this to your relatives. And for Rukmini, Balramji told, this is what destiny is. You know, he is suffering his own activities. Rukmi is suffering not because Krishna is causing suffering. Now Balramji telling Krishna, you can't cause suffering. And that same Balramji is telling Rukmini that Rukmi is suffering because of his own activities. It's very interesting how Shastras give different kinds of instruction to different people. Apparently they are contradictory, but they are very reconciling. Because that's what Rukmini needs to hear, that Rukmi is suffering not because of Krishna. Rukmi is suffering because he was responsible for his suffering. But on the other hand, Balramji is telling Krishna, you can't be doing this. So that same Balramji, who played neutral, Rukmi played neutral on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you know, suddenly there was a marriage ceremony. And in that marriage ceremony, I've heard in the marriage ceremony also sometimes there is a fight among the relatives. The girl side, the boy side. That is the beginning of the fight for, you know, the life. So suddenly Rukmi, Balramji decided to gamble. Now this is one of the qualities of a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas are adventurous, sometimes stupidly adventurous. So, and one of the quality of being adventure is to throw your entire, you know, power, property, control in a gambling match. Therefore, the Shastras explain one of the greatest vices for a Kshatriya is gambling. But at the same time, one of the greatest power of a Kshatriya is to gamble. If a Kshatriya does not gamble, gambling means not only gambling in the match, gambling is also about taking a step which is very adventurous. They may lose the kingdom or they may gain another kingdom. That gut feeling, that power, that daring has to be there. So that was part of their life, so they were playing gambling match, and Balramji was not very expert in gambling, even though he was very interested in gambling. So then, you know, he was playing and he kept on losing. And Rukmi and his friend were teasing Balramji.
And then eventually the voice from the sky had to tell, because Balramji won once, twice, thrice, they were cheating Balramji. Eventually when Balramji heard the voice from the sky, that actually Balramji is winning, what happened? Balramji stopped being neutral. Krishna did not kill Rukmi, Krishna only did a special hair cutting of Rukmi. But here Balramji, what he do? He took a mace and, you know, stomped on the head of Rukmi. That was the end of Rukmi's life in the marriage ceremony. And then that Kalinga king, who was joking, laughing, opening his mouth, you know, showing his close-up. So Krishna, Balramji just broke all his teeth. So this is how life functions. How does life function? That you cannot be a neutral party. You are supposed to take a side, and which side you are supposed to take? This is repeatedly explained in the scriptures when the war was about to start. Vasudev spoke this to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra spoke this to Duryodhan. Gandhari spoke this to Duryodhan. When Duryodhan came to Gandhari asking for a blessing for victory. Now Gandhari was natural. She was, you know, more attached to her son. But at this stage, before the war had begun, she had the critical understanding. She told Duryodhan, my dear son, I can bless you, but I cannot bless you for victory. Because she said, yato dharmo tato jaya, yato krishna tato dharma. She said, wherever there is dharma, only those people will be victorious, and wherever there is Krishna, there is dharma. So therefore, how can you give the benediction? It is not possible. Main aapko ye aashirwad de nahi sakti ho. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also we see, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the place of Chand Kaji, Mahaprabhu was very nice to him, but not at the cost of compromising with the truth. Sometimes we have the philosophy, be nice, be nice, be nice. But being nice is very important, but not at the cost of the principle of dharma. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly very nice to Chand Kazi, but he did not compromise with the truth. And because he was truthful, he did not compromise with being nice. That was the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, how did Keshav Kashmiri concluded that Mahaprabhu is not ordinary? Because usually when there is a battle of words, battle of sword, battle of, you know, politics, that the victorious party becomes more vicious when they are becoming more and more victorious. They become very much in rajogun. You know, they want to show off. If you are victorious, like there is a discussion in the Mahabharata, the battle between Bandi, a great scholar, and then whichever scholars would come to him, you know, as he started winning, he started having very challenging conditions. He said, anybody who wants to argue with me, if they are defeated, I'll throw them in the water. I'll drown them. Just imagine, because he was winning, so anybody would challenge him, he said, I'll throw them in the water. He had killed so many people like that. So one of the sage's son, he challenged Bandi and eventually defeated him. So this is how the debaters function, you know, when any team wins. You see how much, especially if India wins against Pakistan. Both is, you know, recently there was World Cup, it's still going on. Right, I was in Jabalpur when the semi-final was going on. And there was no cracker, so mera neend achha ho gaya. Because India lost. Right. Just see, politically winning against Bangladesh, but you have already lost Bangladesh. What about that? So therefore, the point is, when you win against someone whom you hate, you exhibit your victory more viciously. And this is what Keshav Kashmiri had done all the time in his life. He would win against somebody and ridicule them, you know, being very mean to them. And when Mahaprabhu defeated him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him, what did Mahaprabhu do? Lord Chaitanya did not create humiliating situation to him. He respected him, he maintained his respect. But to maintain his respect, not that he did not defeat him. Sometimes those who are very idealistic, they want to be always nice. Always nice, always nice, always nice, like Lord Balramji. But they are the one ultimately they kill people without having a right reason also, because it is not possible. The world demands us to take a side, but only thing the world says, don't take side of the wrong party. You are forced to take the side of dharma. And therefore Krishna, what does Balramji do? By being against Krishna, he proves Krishna's logic. When Balramji plays neutrality, in fact Gita, in the 12th chapter where Krishna speaks about Udasina, the word Udasin in English can only be translated as neutrality. But the word Udasin, if you see, Utasin, the word Udasin in Sanskrit means having a higher position. A position which is beyond getting involved. I am not involved, but when I see from a higher level, then I see it from a dharma's perspective. From the perspective of Krishna. When I see from Krishna's perspective, what does it do? Then it doesn't matter whether it is Bhishma, whether it is Drona, whether it is Yudhishthira Maharaj, whether it is my party or their party, because it is dharma's party, Krishna can give clear indication. Arjun, attack Bhishma. Arjun, attack Drona. It is very difficult. It is very difficult to be Udasin. Because we have relationship, we are involved in this world, we take sides of the people, not because it is dharma, we take sides of the people because we are related. There is a relationship. So therefore, it takes hard work. Right, it's easier to go for yatra. No, Balramji to go yatra is very easy. Because what is yatra? Yatra, you don't have to take side of anybody unless you are management. Then you are forced to take yatra. Then you are forced to take sides. And if you are not part of the management, there can be no yatra only. There is one more yuddha. Right, if you just open up, there are 50 rooms, jisko bhi jo bhi chahe le lo. Everybody is Vaishnav. Aisa hota hai kabhi? Vaishnav bhi ho. For that, then you have to have greater management, because Vaishnavs are transcendentalists, no? They will always choose the worst of the room, which is best in the material world. So then there will be a fight. So therefore, there has to be a management. And we have seen from 87, 88 yatra, the first yatra, you know, there was one brahmachari who organized this yatra. How did he organize? When two buses went to Vrindavan, you know, when devotees reached, then he was looking for the rooms. I was there. He was looking for the rooms. And Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj asked him, where is the prasad? Maharaj will go to some dharmashala. And he ordered. And he got some sabji. I still remember kaccha puri and kaccha aloo ki sabji. It was not very properly cooked also. So because there were 50-60 devotees, and that time Vrindavan was not so crowded, you could get the rooms. You could take that kind of spontaneous decisions. Right, next time he was asked to do kirtan instead of managing the yatra. Then we have seen how the yatra has changed, you know, it's transformed. Now, I remember when Maharaj used to travel across the train asking people, how was the yatra? People would say, yatra was good, your lecture. They would say, nowadays they say, good management, Maharaj. No? You know, the prasadam is good. 1 year he was asking, everybody is talking about efficiency. Nobody is talking about my lecture only. Because there are 5,000 people, so it is but natural that prasasan becomes prominence. Then comes bhakti, then comes lecture, then comes kirtan. Mujhe baithne ke liye jagah milega ki nahi? That is how the material world is designed. So to avoid management in the material world, telling you don't fight, be happy, kuch nahi hoga, dono bhi saman hai, thodi bhim sunne wala hai uska. Bhima is not going to listen. So it is not that Krishna, you know, did not had the same understanding of Balramji, but he knows what is the reality. Therefore Krishna in the Hastinapur, when he came as a peacemaker, beautiful words, and I always use this, he said, He told the Kauravas, he told Kurus, he told Bhishma. He said, we want peace, but we are ready for war. That is life. You know, this word is so, it is, looks very small word, but life is designed like this only. What we look is for peace, but we should be ready for war also. It is not that we want war and we want peace, rather we want peace, but if the peace does not function to achieve our peace, we are ready for war. And this is how Krishna deals with. Anywhere, you know, when he asked for 5 villages, he said, we are happy with 5 villages, I will convince the Pandavas for 5 villages. But now knowing very well Duryodhan, he would not even give what to speak of 5 villages. You know, the people who talk about Duryodhan being good, Duryodhan was also nice, you know, why Krishna created this war, even Balramji didn't want this war. But doesn't work like that. You know, life is not so designed like that. Material world is not designed like that. But Krishna wants peace. He said, we want only 5 villages. The Pandavas will be happy with the 5 villages. But what is the response? The response is 5 villages, not even a land which can occupy the head of the needle. If Duryodhan is like this, then what is the solution for the Pandavas? He said, if you don't give 5 villages, we want 5 villages, now we'll get the kingdom only. So such a beautiful statement, everyone should remember that what we want is our destination. Hamara gantavya shanti hai, parantu samasya kya hai, ki sangarsh karne ke liye aapko zabardasti karti hai. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very blunt to Keshav Kashmiri in regards to Siddhanta, but not regards to Sadachar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to harmonize between Siddhanta and Sadachar. With Keshav Kashmiri, with Chand Kazi, with Sarvam Bhattacharya, with Prakashananda Saraswati. When he saw Prakashananda Saraswati, it is not that he was brutal in behavior. When he saw Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya was typical, I think, you know, our style. You know, he's called devotee. He said, what is this nonsense you are talking about teaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know, are you a fool? He's talking his brother-in-law only, Gopinath Patnaik, or Gopinath Acharya to Sarvam Bhattacharya. And how does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pass away? He said, no, he's like my father. You know, there is Vatsalya, he wants to say something to me. Let him speak. So then Bhattacharya is very happy with Mahaprabhu's behavior. He makes Lord Chaitanya sit for 7 days. Can you imagine? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the philosophy of Bhattacharya for 7 days without getting agitated. At least we should have 7 minutes of patience to hear other party's story also. Sympathize with what they are saying. So Mahaprabhu sat and heard for 7 days, and then Bhattacharya is asking, but you know what, you are not speaking anything. You are not responding. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu said, I understand everything as it is, not as you are saying. He said, the explanation of Vedanta is as clear as the noonday sun. But your explanation is like covering of the sun with the dark clouds. Sadachar ko compromise nahi kiya, parantu Siddhant ko uske samne prastut kar diya. He did not water down. And Bhattacharya was shaken by the statement of Mahaprabhu. He liked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his great qualities, but this was too much for him because he was a trainer of sannyasis. His students were not the, you know, Sanskrit learners, you know, Sanskrit Bharati course, 7 days ka bhasha sikhne ke liye. He would teach big, big sannyasis. And Mahaprabhu instantly defeated him. There was argument back and forth. He presented so many logic. Mahaprabhu presented so many logic. And eventually Bhattacharya accepted the defeat. But Mahaprabhu did not ridicule him. Same thing with Prakashananda Saraswati. Very fascinating character. No, Prakashananda Saraswati, Mahaprabhu, when he entered into the place of the den of the Mayavadis, you know, when you know that you have a better philosophy, then there is a natural tendency of being little arrogant. If you are right and others are wrong, you become judge. And they are criminal already decided. So, we don't mind taking a higher step little confident words. What do you know? We give judgment. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, so beautifully explained by Kaviraj Goswami, Mahaprabhu chose to sit in a corner, a place where people wash their feet. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ordinary. Even from a social status, he was a sannyasi. When he saw sitting on the corner, Prakashananda Saraswati realized. He immediately said, no, don't sit there. That is not the place for you to sit. Mahaprabhu made him stand from his seat. Rather than asking him, Mera samman karo, Meri puja karo, that's what Daksha Prajapati asked Lord Shiva, and therefore there was a war. Daksha Prajapati demanded respect, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu commanded respect. He did not even ask, and Prakashananda Saraswati got up, extended his hand, and that was the beginning of Ajnata Sukruti. So he came down, he picked up Mahaprabhu, made him sit next to him, then he asked, started asking question. He said, we have heard that you are also from our Sampradaya only, and certainly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was from Shankar Sampradaya officially. He was associating, not only associating, he had taken sannyas from Shankar Sampradaya. So therefore Prakashananda Saraswati said, you belong to our Sampradaya, but why don't you study Vedanta? So Mahaprabhu said, yeah, Vedanta, my Guru Maharaj told me that you are not qualified to study Vedanta. So Mahaprabhu took himself the position of being inferior to Prakashananda Saraswati. He said, my Guru Maharaj told, what do you know about Vedanta? You don't know Vedanta. You just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prakashananda Saraswati was becoming more and more fascinated by the qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I started chanting Hare Krishna mantra after hearing from my Guru. And whenever I would chant, I would become very much attracted by that holy name. The tears started rolling from my eyes, hair started standing on my body. My sleep ran away. Which happens to us. So then when I started experiencing this, I was shocked. What's happening with me? I went to my Guru Maharaj. I asked him, what kind of mantra you gave me? Kiba mantra dilai gosai, kiba tarabal, japite japite hoilo pagal. He said, what kind of mantra you given to me? So then Guru Maharaj said, very good, very good. This is the manifestation symptom of this mantra. Now that is very good. So my Guru Maharaj was very happy with my progress. So, ye sab sunne ke baad Prakashananda Saraswati was thinking, my God. And then suddenly Mahaprabhu, he threw a googly to Prakashananda Saraswati. Then there was a huge debate, but the debate was not dirty, not ugly. Basically, rather than the debate, Prakashananda Saraswati started asking questions. And Mahaprabhu proved the potency of Vaishnava Dharma. And then next day, Prakashananda Saraswati was chanting with Mahaprabhu, with all of his followers. But historically, you don't see Prakashananda Saraswati actually converting to Vaishnavism. He did not change. This tilak did not become this tilak. Why? Because he could stay there and practice Vaishnavism. No? Even though he said, actually what can be done, this is our party policy. Now the very interesting in the cultural society that I remember in Rishikesh, I met one lady sadhu belonging to some other sampradaya. But she chants 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra every day. Early morning 3:30. Sadhana, bahut achha sadhana karti hai. And she is related to one ISKCON sannyasi. And she read Maharaj's Journey Home book also. So she has a very great devotional heart. Her heart is very devotional, but her connection is there with her guru. She said, I cannot quit my connection to my teacher who has elevated my consciousness, but my natural inclination is towards Vaishnavism. I met another sadhu, he belongs to, again, such sampradaya, but is fascinated by Dasya Ras. He told his guru, you are talking about Brahma, this Brahma, that Brahma, we are all Brahman, but I am interested in Dasatva. He said, very good, you do what is your Dasatva. You continue practicing your path of spirituality. His interest is, you know, he follows the path of Hanumanji. For all practical purposes, a Vaishnava, but he has kept the connection with his teacher very nicely. So here we see Prakashananda Saraswati also, historically when we go to Banaras, we always look for, hey, where is that place where Prakashananda Saraswati converted? Aisa kuch hai kya Prakashananda Saraswati convert hone ke baad uska naya mat chalo ho gaya? No, Prakashananda Saraswati Vaishnava mat. No, he did not do that. But for all practical purpose, he had become Vaishnava and started practicing chanting the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, Balramji, what does he do? He brings out this character of Krishna. Now, being nice, but not at the cost of dharma. He was nice to Duryodhana also. He was willing to offer help to Duryodhana. Now, Balramji did not give the sena. Balramji did not give himself to Duryodhan. He just went away. Main ja raha hu parikrama ke liye. Fir yatra mein bhi gaye, wahan bhi kai rakshason ko maar diya. It is not that his yatra was freed from, you know, violence. He killed one Bhagavat speaker, Purana speaker, Romaharshana Suta, then he killed Balwala demon. Right? Because after all, Balramji is a kshatriya only. However much he tries to be, you know, play peace, but because he is a kshatriya, he is forced to kill the demons for good reason. He can't avoid that. Very interesting. So therefore, this is one very interesting aspect of Balramji. Another very interesting aspect which I wanted to discuss was the concept of Daiva, which Balramji spoke to himself and then he walked away from that battle. You know, somebody may ask, you know, but Mahabharata says something else. Bhagavat doesn't go into all the details of nitty-gritty. Actually, Balramji, when the war continued, then when he saw Krishna tricked Duryodhan, so Balramji became very upset and he walked away. He eventually walked away from there. He did not stay there to celebrate the victory of Bhima. But he speaks one important aspect, the aspect of Daiva. Now, the aspect of Daiva, which is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls Dishti, that actually in reality we do not have any independence. The concept of free will is not as we, you know, as we understand from a Western and Abrahamic perspective. Now, there is a concept of free will in biblical culture, but that free will is what? It is based upon one birth. Because you take birth only once in this world, and then after that, you know, after your death, the judgment day will come, and during the judgment day, according to what was your background, either you'll go to hell or you'll go to heaven for good. But in the Vedic concept, the concept of swatantrata, independence, is defined little differently. How is it defined differently? Because independence is tempered because of our background, because of our surrounding, because of our time factor, kala, you know, our own endeavor also, our purushartha. So all these factors are involved in deciding how the future affects us. So therefore, Daiva, which we study in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, in the 13th chapter also, what does Krishna say? Krishna talks about our destiny is designed based upon our background also. Rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun also influence. Therefore, we don't have a choice of unlimited freedom. It is not that I can do anything and everything. Yes, I have a freedom, but my freedom is tempered, controlled by my background also. That's what I'm saying about Balramji. Balramji spoke about peace, but he fought also. Why? Because he is controlled. Apparently we are talking because Balaramji is playing a role of Krishna's brother. It is a Leela, it is a pastime, just to prove Krishna's greatness. But Balaramji is forced to act on a Kshatriya platform. Unka swadharm ne unko zabardasti karaya. If you are a businessman, your background is a businessman, if you come to the temple also, you will see, aray, there are 500 people. Kuch to sochna chahi mere ko. Kirtan karte karte ab dhande ke baare mein bhi sochoge. Like Prabhupada talks about those who come to Kumbh Mela, they take bath and they sell also something. So dhanda bhi ho gaya aur snan bhi ho gaya. So therefore, I have an independence, but my independence is controlled by my background also. That cannot be changed. Therefore, the free will is not completely free will. Even modern science talks about genetics. Right? That people are controlled by their inbuilt system, genes. We can't avoid that. Therefore, there is no complete freedom. So therefore, Balaramji, when he came to Rukmini, and he pacified her. How did he pacify her? The first thing Balaramji told Rukmini, he said, Rukmini, actually, Rukmini is responsible for his own suffering. Now, this statement sounds very harsh for someone who is going through suffering. Very harsh, sounds harsh. But the point is, if they don't come to this platform, 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita talks about, you know, different aspects of growing in spiritual life. And one aspect Krishna speaks to Arjuna is the principle of philosophical analysis. Jiske paas siddhant nahi hai, understanding nahi hai, charcha karne ke liye samay nahi hai, they only look for sympathy. People who look only for sympathy, sympathy is one aspect of life, but only looking for sympathy, they burden their own life. They are not looking for solution. Aap jahan bhi jao sympathy ke liye, wo aapko sympathy de sakte hai, solution nahi de payenge. Isliye aapka dukh kabhi dur nahi hoga. Your suffering can never be eradicated because if I am suffering, I am responsible. That's what Krishna is saying. That's what Balaramji is saying. That's what everybody says in the scripture. To overcome suffering, you have to take the stand, you have to take the steps. Dusra ho sakta hai. Therefore, how did Balaramji tell Rukmini and Krishna? He made Krishna responsible for Rukmini's suffering. He said, you should have not done like this. But at the same time, he made Rukmini responsible for his own suffering. If somebody makes a mistake, one is suffering because of that mistake, it is their responsibility to forgive. And those who have made a mistake, it is their responsibility to regret. It's very interesting. In the Ramayana also, when Lord Ram had to go to the forest, when Lakshman came to know, now here again, Lakshman, who is the same Balaram, he speaks exactly opposite of what Lord Ram is speaking. What does Ram say to Lakshman after the news is broken that he has to go to the forest? Ram says, my dear Lakshman, no, let us speak about Lakshman first. Lakshman, when he heard that Ram has to go to the forest, Lakshman became very furious. He said, what nonsense is this? He said, how can they dare? These two people, Kaikeyi and Dashrath Maharaj, have taken the shelter of dharma to create this biggest adharma. Dharma ka ashray lekar itna bada adharma kar raha hai, ki aapko vanvas ke liye jungle bhej raha hai, ilai main sahen nahi karunga. मैं मेरे पुरुषार्थ का प्रदर्शन करूंगा. आज मैं सबको दिखाऊंगा. I will show how पुरुषार्थ is greater than daiva. He says daiva is taken by those people who are not purushas. They accept daiva. I don't accept daiva. I will prove my power today. I will send them, those who are responsible for this work, I will send them to the forest and I will establish you as the king forever. So he was furious, he was valorous, he was heroic. And what does Ram say? Ram says, Lakshman, he said, thoda socho, just think, that Kaikeyi always has been nice to me. I have never made any discrimination between this mother and that mother. For me, all mothers are equal. And Balaram is not saying like this. It was a reality also. Therefore, when Mantara brought the news to Kaikai about Ram's coronation, what did Kaikai do the first thing? She removed her necklace. You know, a very special necklace, and she offered it to Mantara for bringing the good news. This is in the Valmiki Ramayana. And she said also, it is my good fortune that Ram is becoming the king. And she also said, in my next lifetime, I want Ram to be born in my womb. That was her affection to Lord Ram. Because Ram was giving her affection. So therefore Ram said, Lakshman, you have experienced that I have been very, very equal to everybody. And Kaikeyi has given me so much of affection. But now if she is asking me to go to the forest for 14 years, it is not her. It is Daiva. Ye Daiva ka hi uttardayitva hai. It is happening only because of Daiva. My father can never do this to me. It is only because of Daiva. Daiva is forcing my father to take this decision. So Ram takes it as Daiva and Lakshman takes it as a conspiracy. Now who is right? Both are right. Life is the harmony between Daiva and action. If you only say Daiva, basically, I will conclude with one small incident in the Mahabharata. Now this is the time when, you know, Kauravas have been completely destroyed, all the Kurus are dead, Bhishma is lying on the deathbed, Dronacharya is dead, all 100 sons are dead, and Dhritarashtra is going through so much of suffering, and then Sanjay comes. Now what does Sanjay do? Sanjay speaks very harsh word. He says, my dear master, now Sanjay is the secretary. Now can you imagine a secretary speaking to his master? Just see, people talk about freedom of speech. You know, someone from a party member talks to the party president. What happens? Usko sack karenge. But Sanjay was very clear, very transparent. The culture was that. Sanjay told, my dear master, you are suffering because of your own activities. Repeatedly it was told to you that do not behave with the Pandavas like this. They are protected by Krishna. So you are the architect of your own suffering. You are the cause and you are the consequences. You are the event and you are the agent. Sanskrit mein isi prakar ka shabdo ka upyog kiya hai. Aap karan bhi ho, aap parinam bhi ho. Yes, you are suffering the most. Dhritarashtra suffered the most, but who is responsible? Was it Vidura responsible not allowing to be the king? He could have cursed his family members, santwana chata tha. Lekin Sanjay ne kaha, you are responsible for your suffering. Nobody is responsible. It was very painful for Dhritarashtra to hear, because Dhritarashtra characterizes his, he is a personification of looking for sympathy. He is not a personification of taking decision in changing his situation. So he didn't like what Sanjay said. Then comes Vidura. And how does Vidura speak? Vidura speaks, first he speaks about giving pacification with some understanding also. He gives a philosophical understanding. He says, my dear brother, you know, material world is so designed. It is designed in a such a way that one suffers. A winner also suffers, loser also suffers. Mrityu ka ganta, janma ka gantavya mrityu hai. Sukh ka gantavya dukh hai. And he gives the story of that forest where one person was lost in the forest and eventually was running here and there. He was chased by a tiger and he fell into the well. When he fell into the well, he grabbed some, you know, a small branch of a tree, a creeper. And then when he saw down there, there was huge python about to devour. And the tiger was up. And when he was holding the branch, the two rats were biting the branch of the tree, the twig. And then there were lots of flies which were biting, you know, the honeybees. And in that also, one drop of honey was falling, and this man was surrounded by danger from everywhere, but still he was absorbed in licking that honey. Vidura told, this is what material life is. He said, material life is like this. You know, you have your honey, you're absorbed in your honey, but what do you have? You have day and night. You have Rutu, Kala, death is there. He said, so therefore, do not fear, do not worry. If you suffer for whatever is happening, it is only increasing your suffering. He did not say you're responsible for whatever is happening, because Sanjay had already told. But Dhritarashtra could not take that. He fainted. He fainted. Because his condition was to always look for sympathy, but never solution. Then Vyasdevji comes. Now Vyasdev is more interested in pacifying Dhritarashtra. And what does he say? Very interesting. Vyasdev tells Dhritarashtra, my dear Dhritarashtra, you know what? Actually you are not responsible for whatever happened. He said, Duryodhan is the extension of Kali. He said, once upon a time I had gone to the heavenly planets, all the devatas were discussing with Lord Vishnu that, my dear Lord, you know what, in the material world there is so much of suffering, the demons have spread around, so how can you stop these demons? So the Lord was telling the devatas, don't worry, I am sending Kali personified Duryodhan. He will come down and through him we will finish up all the demons. Then Dhritarashtra became very happy. He said, oh, that means my son is not responsible. I am not responsible. Who is responsible? Destiny is responsible. Aur uske baad mein fir se 18 saal Yudhishthira Maharaj ke sinhasan par khud baitha raha. He went to sit on the throne of Hastinapur for 18 years, even though he was not king. So he was given sympathy, but what that sympathy did to him, it only spoiled him more. Only when Vidura came back to Hastinapur, and Duryodhan, and what did Vidura do? He said, enough is enough. He said, now there is no pacification, there is no sympathy. He said, direct surgery without anesthesia. And if you read in the Bhagavatam, first canto only, Dhritarashtra quits home. The statements what Vidura uses against his own brother, he maintained the culture of appreciating his brother as a brother, but not at the cost of compromising with the Siddhanta. He called him, you know, he said, what is this? You are living like a dog. Somebody is throwing you. Bhima does not even give food from very close proximity. Jaise kutte ko feka jata hai, waise feka jata hai. Vruddhatva gaya, you have become so old, you are coughing. You can't even pronounce things properly, and you still attached to this place. Get lost from here. So then Dhritarashtra took the responsibility, realized, I need to move now. I need to move out of this place. Then he moved out of that place. Therefore, what Gita, what Bhagavatam, what Mahabharata, what Ramayana says, that nobody in this world, nobody can make you happy. They can only have a bargain with you. We can have a bargain with people, but nobody is responsible for our happiness and nobody is responsible for our suffering. This fact is very painful to digest, but unless we digest this fact, we continue to manifest the character of Dhritarashtra, where the sympathy is there, but action is not there. When Dhritarashtra took that decision, he moved out of the forest. Therefore, Balramji spoke this, Gita speaks this. You know, Arjuna had to play this role of fighting against his own family members, knowing very well there are a lot of problems, there are a lot of pains, but there is no other choice only. So therefore, when we take this responsibility according to Gita, therefore what is destiny, daiva, is to reflect about what had happened in the past. We have no control over the future. We have the power to deal with the future based upon the background. Therefore, when Bhishma Dev met with the Pandavas on the death, in the place where he was about to leave his body, what does he say? When he saw the Pandava, he said, "You are the sons of the demigods. You are the friends of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personification of Dharma. Itna sab hone par bhi, having all these things, you suffered so much. What is it?" He said, "That is Daiva only. Ye Daiva hi kar sakta, aur dusra koi nahi kar sakta." So therefore, Daiva gives rise to reflection. I remember one time, Jayadeva Maharaj, in one of his articles he wrote, he said there are four stages of progress. He said, recognize. What is recognition? A right kind of apprehension, not wrong apprehension. He said, right apprehension, recognize. Recognition gives rise to repentance. Real repentance gives rise to rectification. And rectification gives rise to reorganization. There are four R's. That first is to recognize, I am responsible for my suffering. As long as somebody is responsible for my suffering, I simply create further complexities in my life. Because nobody is going to make me happy. Not possible. Others will only make me responsible. Guru makes us responsible in my devotional service. Guru is not going to take a contract. Guru is not like Jesus Christ, for your information. You know, he will take all the contract of our sin, contract of our sadhana, contract of our destination. He empowers us to stand on our own feet. We need to chant Hare Krishna every day. You know, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We need to understand the scriptures. We need to analyze the life based upon the scriptural understanding. We need to discuss with those people who are not like us. If you associate with those people who are suffering like you, misery loves company, sympathy loves sympathy, but their solution does not come. You know, 10 Dhritarashtra sitting together talking about their life. You know, mere bete ne aisa kiya, mere bete ne waisa kiya. To kya farak pada? 10 सास लोग बैठकर चर्चा कर रहे, मेरी बहू ऐसे, मेरी बहू ऐसे, ऐसा था वैसा था, कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ा. जस्ट चर्निंग ऑल द नेस्टी पॉइजन. एंड द 10 डॉटर इन लॉज आर सफरिंग आर सिटिंग एंड डूइंग द सेम थिंग. नो सॉल्यूशन विल कम. द मिजरी सिटिंग टुगेदर ओनली ब्रीड टू मोर मिजरी. दे हैव टू कम टू विदुर. विदुर इज वेरी, यू नो, विदुर मीन्स विथ वन अंडरस्टैंड द फ्यूचर. वॉट डज इट डू ई गिव्स अ सोल्यूशन. So therefore, you know, when we receive the solution, swadhyay, sadhana, seva, sadachar, and proper understanding, when this is there, then we take the responsibility. We realize that I don't have a choice than to take the responsibility of my life. Nobody can make me happy. Nobody can cause suffering to me. Even if somebody causes physical suffering, yes, I may walk away from there. You know, that decision I have to take. I need to move away from this place because it is causing a physical pain. But there are certain situations where we cannot move. The physical, we are bound, we are in that area only. Then what? Then we have a mind, we have an intellect, we have a heart. Trying to adjust in that situation through the grace of God, through the grace of Guru and the philosophical understanding, one can rise to the level of Arjuna. In the Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, there are three sufferings. Suffering of Dhritarashtra, suffering of Arjuna, suffering of Duryodhana. Duryodhana suffering, he does not even express because he is arrogant. Dhritarashtra suffering, he always expresses because he looks for sympathy. And Arjuna expresses his suffering, but ultimately he looks for a solution which was very difficult, very challenging. And therefore, the Gita talks, since we are the living entities full of knowledge, full of bliss and full of eternity, you know, I am responsible to grow, to stand and function as an eternal servant of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We can take one or two questions if anyone has any question. Yes, Krishna Chandrapu.
Haribol, you explained very nicely that everyone has to make a choice and we have to take a side. How do we do that without being judgmental? Because we have to cast your choice, but then you also tend to become judgmental. So how do we do that?
I heard this somewhere, said, since we are not judged, we can't be judgmental. This is a very, again, this. Therefore, the principle of life is, wherever there is attachment, relationship, affection, any emotions are involved, then unconsciously or consciously we start taking sides. We see in India also, whichever party is suffering, you know, maybe for the right reason they are suffering, but our tendency is that we take side of the suffering party. Yes, they need help, but they don't need siding. Like if there is an accident between a truck driver and a rickshaw wala, you know, it may be the fault of a rickshaw wala only, but because the rickshaw wala suffers, because there is an accident between the truck and the rickshaw wala. I remember in 97, you know, I don't like to remember that, but what can be done, that's part of my memory. We were coming from one town to another town doing our book distribution. We had a big bus. It was a Ganesh Chaturdashi. And in India, Ganesh Chaturdashi is celebrated with different kinds of flavor. You know, all those who were carrying Ganesh, they were all drunk. Right, playing all the music and carrying all the weapons. So there was a massive accident with our bus, you know, head-on collision. 7 people died in that accident, 15 people, you know, I was joining the head of people also. You know. So when that accident took place, 3,000 people gathered there. Only they did not do anything because we were 6 in this dress. Hum log saffron mein the. Unhone se pehle hi mare hue, unko kyu marne ka? But the point was, everybody was blasting us. They didn't see, arre, these people are drunk, they are driving recklessly. But because they suffered, all the sympathy went to them. So this is the clash between sympathizing with the sufferer and looking for the truth. It's a very difficult challenge, very difficult challenge. How do we do it? Therefore, reflecting, going deeper, whether I am being partial to this party, partial to that party, because being partial, you know, may sound very easy and ho jayega kaam if I become very strong. You know, you see in the media, like whoever is speaking larger, stronger, articulate, you know, in JNU they celebrate, you know, Mahishasur Balidan Divas. महिषासुर बलिदान दिवस को मनाते हैं, यानी कि महिषासुर ने बलिदान किया और दुर्गा ऑप्रेसिव वुमन फ्रॉम अ हायर कास्ट शी किल्ड महिषासुर. आर यू अवेयर ऑफ दैट सर? नो नो, या दिस इज हैपनिंग. बलि महाराज, सो दे से बलि महाराज ने क्या किया, बलि महाराज को वामन देव ने फंसाया, धोखा दिया. बलि महाराज फ्रॉम अ लोअर कम्युनिटी एंड ही वॉज बिट्रेड बाय Vamandev, and they celebrate that also. Recently somebody sent me a post. He said the Indian team, 80% is the Brahmanas, even though only 4% of the population of India. Therefore it was not India's loss, nobody should regret, it was the Brahmanas team lost. Now they're circulating everywhere. No, so therefore, how people think, since I was oppressed for 1,000 years, therefore whatever I do, you know, has to be right. And you can't take any action against me. So, uska parinam kya hoga? Samaj chalega nahi. Right. He said, anything the people with the higher communities do, whether good or bad, it's all bad because they're from higher community. A wealthy people has to be bad because he's wealthy. And poor people has to be right because he's poor. Whether he's a criminal, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just see how the thought process, if you see actually globally, universally this principle, you know, is happening. We don't study other side of the story, you know, 100, not one. How much? 10 million people were kidnapped from Africa for a slave trade.
1 crore people, then their generation increased. And who was responsible? Not only white people, they were certainly responsible for doing it, but the black people would join them. अपने लोगों को वो लोग बेचते थे अलग अलग नाम से. लोकल राजाओं ने क्या कर दिया, एक पनिशमेंट को भी इंट्रोड्यूस कर दिया. इफ एनी ब्लैक पीपल वुड मेक अ मिस्टेक, दे वुड से नाउ द पनिशमेंट दैट यू हैव टू बी अ स्लेव, एंड ही वुड सेल देम एंड गेट अ मनी फ्रॉम देम. थ्रू सर्टन पूजा दे वुड टेक देम टू सम केव्स फॉर डूइंग सम पूजा, एंड फ्रॉम द अदर डोर दे वुड डिसअपीयर टू द शोर्स ऑफ अमेरिका एंड यूरोप एंड साउथ अमेरिका टू बी सोल्ड एज अ स्लेव ट्रेडर्स. And when the slavery was stopped, very interesting, when the slavery was stopped, they were conditioned to sell people. So what did they do? They tortured, butchered, you know, used the African people in their own country, you know, so that the produce can be go to the Western world. So oppressor also oppressed their own people. It's a very, if you see the psychology, therefore Krishna in the Gita, in the Mahabharata, the kind of rule is setting for the Pandavas. No, reluctant leaders, only those who don't want to be right, they can be right. Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the battle was over, during the battle, before the battle, after the battle, he was continuously reflecting, main kahan galti kiya, maine kahan galti kiya, maine kahan galti kiya, maine kahan galti kiya, ho sakta hai meri galti hai. He never even once justified for the action of killing all those people. Never did that. So therefore, it's a very, you know, it's a journey basically. In that journey, we make mistakes many times. And sometimes when we make those mistakes, it may be difficult to rectify that situation. We'll have to deal from another situation only. But this is the core philosophy of Gita. This is the core philosophy of Upanishad, that that justice can only be given by those people who are extremely udasin. Udasin yani ki they are seeing from a higher perspective. If they are not seeing from a higher perspective, they become an involved party. And once they become involved party, what do? They not consciously, unconsciously give a wrong decision. Therefore, Balramji's instruction to Rukmini and Krishna is very fascinating and very interesting. This is what I learned, that those who make mistake, they should be extremely regretful, and those who experience the pain of the mistake, they should be extremely compassionate. Dusra paryay nahi hai. There is no other way to rectify it. Otherwise what happens, if you are forgiving, then the other party is not rectifying, then he will become shameless or she will become shameless. And if one party is making mistake and you are not forgiving, always finding faults, what will happen? There is no chance for the other party to stand. In relationship, you know, this is how it functions. A regretting party has to prove credibility, and a forgiving party has to be forgiving. Otherwise there is no way only. Then it becomes ugly fight, and eventually, you know, ruthlessness comes out, and then there is very painful reality. Therefore, Krishna's statements are so beautiful. He said, we want peace, but we are ready for war. So how much can you imagine begging to them, going to Hastinapur, asking only for 5 village, and after that also not taking side in the war, just speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You know how much neutral Krishna played. This is more difficult than being Buddha. This is more difficult than being Buddha, Mahavir. This is very difficult than being Jesus. Why? Because you can't be. You know, you can't. You are in this world. Therefore Krishna explains, nobody in this world, my dear Arjuna, can stay without acting. Action cannot be avoided. Therefore, as for the understanding goes, proper sadhana, critical analysis through the scripture, like Mahaprabhu did, you know, so beautifully. He was truthful, but never arrogant. And we see, when we have truth, we become arrogant. Now, when we know that I know of the philosophy much better than others, others are not practicing. You know, one Madhva Vaishnava said that sometimes the Vaishnavas can be ruthless, verbal ruthlessness. Therefore, the third canto of Bhagavatam talks about different kinds of Vaishnavas. Vaishnava is in the mode of goodness, Vaishnava is in the mode of passion, Vaishnava is in the mode, Bhakti in the mode of goodness, Bhakti in the mode of passion, Bhakti in the mode of ignorance. They worship God, but they are violent. Because they know truth is with them. But the point is, how do you communicate that? Therefore, it's a very, you know, it's a journey. I don't have right answer. You know, I don't have a solution. It's everybody's journey. And all of us, we will make mistakes millions of times, unfortunately. But that is the reality. But one thing is there, you know, even though we make millions of mistakes, next time with all those conditioning, with all those background, still we are asked to take a responsibility of dealing with those situations in such a way, you know, like Dhritarashtra only. One time he had to take that decision. He couldn't get a sympathy. He had to choose, I need to walk out. Taking all the responsibility for the crime, what happened in Hastinapur. Ye mera andhatva ka karan nahi hai. Duryodhan ke prati anyaya uska karan nahi hai. Main uttardayitu, main responsible hu. Jab tak wo nahi kiya, tab tak he was looking for sympathy, position, post, sitting here, you know, asking for iske liye paisa do, uske liye paisa do. Mahabharat mein aata hai ek story. He wanted money for Shraddha ceremony and he wanted to do it royally because he was a king. Bhim ne wala ek paisa nahi dene ka isko. Is there? He said, don't give him one penny because this man has not changed. But for his good fortune, our Yudhishthira Maharaj there, are jaane do. Apna hi uncle hai na, usko de do. So here Bhima and Yudhishthira Maharaj represent, you know, this conflicting situation of a good person. A good person goes through thinking, are nahi dena chahiye. You know, like for the bad people, the nasty people, there is no doubt. Their problem is, 10 ko maro ya 15 ko maro. Their doubt is, you know, I should take 50 crore rupees as a bribe or 55 crore rupees. They are very clear to be nasty. But the problem is for the good people only. What is their clash continuously? Their clash begins, should I get involved in this whole affair? Is it right for me to do? It's so dirty there, I will also become dirty. Udhar se chalo ho jata hai. Kitne log ko marna chahiye, wo baad mein aata hai. Whether I should take part in this battle or not. That is how it begins. So therefore, and why does he fear? Because he fears, if I get involved there, maybe I'll become like that. I went to clean Duryodhan, I ended up becoming Duryodhan. Many IPS, IAS officer, when they begin their life, what an ideas they have. You know, sochte ki main pura badal dunga. I met recently one such IAS officer. Do saal mein kar rahe ho. Wahi adarsh ko lekar, wahi shraddha ko lekar, do saal se kar rahe. And because he's a devotee, there is a greater chance that his entire life will remain like that. Very inspiring. You know, it was very good to see him do that. But many people, they began their journey of dharma, but then they end up becoming the party to adharma. So that is what a living entity's fate, because he's weak. But if he has connection to, you know, the whole process of devotional service, understanding of the scripture, dialogue with people who are not affected. You know, one major difference is the suffering people should not associate with other suffering people. Because they are not having the capacity to give solution. They only can give sympathy, not solution. Therefore, avoid that association and go to those people who are harsh little bit, truthful. They give the right solution because they have walked that journey also. And if we can do that, then there is, it's not that we will not make mistakes. Living entity is bound to make mistakes because that is how the living entity is made. No, the living entity will make mistake. Paripurnatva ekeval Bhagwan ka guna hai. Jeev ka guna hai, galti karega. Lekin jahan jayega jo galti abhi nahi kar raha hai, उन्होंने ऐसे समस्याओं को नहीं स्थापित किया, उनके बाद जाकर सॉल्यूशन लेंगे. देयर इज अ ग्रेटर चांस दैट ही कैन कम आउट ऑफ दैट प्रॉब्लम. आई विल स्टॉप हियर. यस, कमेंट.
हेलो, यू सेड अबाउट द फोर स्टेप्स ऑफ प्रोग्रेस.
या
सो कुड यू जस्ट रिपीट? रिकॉग्नाइज.
वन इज टू रिकॉग्नाइज दैट आई एम रिस्पॉन्सिबल.
यस,
नो, द राइट रिकॉग्निशन. And then recognition gives rise to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to regret and repentance, grumbling. Grumbling is again making somebody else responsible. So for recognize, repent, and then take active step, which is rectification. And rectification gives rise to reorganization. Yoga ho jata hai. These are the four R's which are secrets of overcoming suffering in life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki jai.